But first, Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich is defending his right to challenge state university tuition increases in court this week. Last year, Brnovich filed suit against the Arizona Board of Regents for raising tuition at the three state universities to an unconstitutional level over the past 15 years. But attorneys for the Regents asked the court to throw out the case. Their argument, that the attorney general can only sue when he has specific legislative authority or permission of the governor, and they say he has neither. Here to tell us why he thinks he does have the authority to bring the case is Attorney General Mark Brnovich. Mark, good morning.
Thank you, Steve, for having me on. Thanks. Good to hear you guys, Mark. Thank you very much.
So let's not go too far in the legalese, but what is your argument to say you do have the right to push this?
Look, what is essentially happening is the university is spending public dollars. They're a state university, and someone has to have the ability to serve as a oversight or in a check roll on them when they violate their legal responsibilities and duties. And so our argument is essentially twofold. One is they are violating state law, that is Proposition 300, by illegally subsidizing people that do not have legal status here in the United States with their tuition. And secondly, they're violating the Arizona Constitution, which specifically requires that education be as nearly as free as possible. They're violating that by skyrocketing tuition costs over the last 15 years.
So, Mark, are you putting a lot of that weight on the fact that DACA students are getting in-state tuition? And if they were not, that would somehow relieve some of the burden from people who are actually born here in Arizona?
Well, look, the bottom line, Steve, is that when you think about it in the university's arguments, they're saying essentially that they have to give in-state tuition to the DACA students in order to make it affordable for them. But the reality is, if tuition hadn't skyrocketed over the last 15 years, 9 to 10 times faster than the rate of inflation, 12 to 13 times greater than the increase in median family income, they wouldn't be having to offer any of these kind of subsidies. And so that's the problem. The problem is that no one for the last 15 years in the state has said, wait a minute, why does university tuition keep skyrocketing? Why is it going through the roof? Why has it become unaffordable for middle-class families, for taxpayers here in Arizona? For people like me, when I went to ASU in the late 1980s, it was about $625 a semester. I could work a part-time job, work in the summer, and you know what, Stephen, Mark, how much debt I had when I graduated from ASU? Zero. And that's what everyone should have, the same access to a quality education that's nearly as free as possible. And 15 years ago, the university set tuition based on being in the bottom third of what other state universities are charging. Now we've gone from there to being in the top third. There's something fundamentally wrong about that.
Mark, in your mind, what role does the legislature play in this? Because I think there would be some people who would argue, especially those with the university, that one of the reasons that tuition has had to go up is because state lawmakers and governors have cut so much money from universities that they have to make it up somehow.
Well, you know, Mark Twain once famously said that there's, you know, three kind of lies, damn lies, and statistics. And one of these statistics, when you look at the fundamental or the numbers of financing, university tuition over the last 15 years has risen about 15 times the last decade, 15 times, or excuse me, four times greater than the cuts. So has the legislature cut money from our state universities? Yes. But the question is, why has tuition gone up four times faster than those cuts? And has it gone up so fast, so quickly, that it's no longer constitutional what the Regents are doing? And one of the things I do want to emphasize is, you know, the Regents changed the formula. In the old days, the Regents had a formula that was based on keeping our state universities in the bottom third of what other state universities were charging. They've changed that formula. Now it's a formula based on what other public universities are charging and based on the availability of financial aid. And so my question is, well, just because some kid or maybe some working person that's going to school part-time can get student loans or get jacked up with $50,000 in debt, that doesn't make the university affordable or nearly as free as possible. What it does is it allows the universities to keep charging more and more for tuition, and they've stifled, quite frankly, any sort of competition from the community colleges or even Grand Canyon University.
Who do you think at the end of the day should have final say over tuition rates? Because there are, of course, proposals
in
the legislature to make the legislature in charge of that kind of thing.
Well, look, the analogy I would use is the reason why we have a corporation commission, because the corporation commission was set up to act as that check to protect consumers and be that block against public utilities that may take advantage of consumers. Likewise, the regents should be there to serve the students, to serve the Arizona taxpayers, to make sure that tuition is nearly as free as possible. And I think that's one of the problems. What we've seen from the regents, at least, is that they've acquiesced and allowed the universities carte blanche. And so that's why, Mark and Steve, you end up in a situation where the Board of Regents do not have a constitutional mandate to turn mediocre athletic coaches into millionaires for life. But they do. They do have a constitutional mandate to make sure tuition is nearly as free as possible. And so this, to me, is about priorities. And I think both of you heard me say, I'm not a policymaker. I do think, though, that I believe very strongly in the rule of law. I believe in the Constitution. And if people don't like that provision in the Constitution, if they think it's some sort of Bernie Sanders-esque, a Don Quixote fight we're on, then they should change the Constitution. But by my goodness, I think people have an obligation to follow the law. They have an obligation to follow the Constitution. And I do think, and at my fundamental core, that a four-year college degree is one of the most fundamental licensures of modern society. And I know as a middle-class kid growing up here in Arizona, that if ASU had been the tuition it is now, I might have never been able to graduate. And I think that's a tragedy, because I think every middle-class family in Arizona, I know every middle-class parent dreams, I think, of two things. One, being able to own their own house, and two, being able to afford send their kids to college. And I think that's slipping away, and somebody's got to do something about it.
Mark, briefly, one thing, I guess we're not going to call you Berno Sanders now. I just wanted to make sure we know that, since you're not going to. The last thing really briefly, and this is a big philosophical question, so it's hard to make it brief, but we need it to be brief. As nearly free as possible, that phrase has been used over and over again. Does anyone really know what that means now?
Well, this is the thing. This is one of the things the universities are relying on. There was a case that dealt with this question where the universities have increased tuition, last decade. And I'm not saying there's a magic number, but I think that we have a right to know what the actual costs are. And we have to do everything, or the regents need to do everything they can to keep that cost as nearly as free as possible. I recognize that there's capital cost, and there's costs of hiring professors, and there's a cost associated with education. The question is when if the universities are into real estate developments or paying off coaches $18 million in contract, then why are they charging athletic fees? Either they have the money or they don't have the money to do what they need to do.
Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich. Mark, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks, guys.